The Loco Hoops Report is presented by H2 Basketball. Rob Benson and Rodney Mayers are building a program dedicated to advancing hoops in the Loco. They're providing opportunities for the area's best ballers to elevate their game through clinics, camps, open runs, and developmental leagues, and their elite AAU travel program is bringing all the area's brightest stars together to rep Loco. See what they're up to at h2bball.com and help the Loco become a hoops hotbed. This is the Loco Hoops Report, covering basketball in the South Carolina Lowcountry. Here are your hosts, Justin Jarrett and Wes Kerr. Hey, Loco sports fans, welcome to another edition of the Loco Hoops Report. I am Justin Jarrett, joined as always by Wes Kerr, Nick Field, and Rob Benson back with us this week after sitting out last week, tending to his pops. Hope Pops is doing well, buddy, and we sure missed you. Good to have you back. Let's talk a little ladies hoops in the Loco, guys, because as we've talked about all year, the girls are really where it's at around here right now. The girls are just really strong across the board, especially at the top. And we saw a couple of those top teams continue their dominance this week. We'll talk a lot about those games, I'm sure, especially Whale Branch and Hilton Head Christian Academy. But then we've also got some teams that are poised to make a playoff run. May Rivers girls continue to play well. They're looking like a playoff team in Region 7-4A, but we get to decide that on the court with the Region 7-4A tournament. So that's going to be a lot of fun starting Friday. We'll preview that a little bit later. But first of all, guys, let's just kick it around. What gyms you been in? Who you seen? Who's impressive? Who you looking forward to following through the postseason?
Yeah, girls basketball is legit here in the Lowcountry, and it will stay that way with all those sensational freshmen that have just been putting on a show all over the Loco. So girls basketball in phenomenal hands around the area, and especially at Hilton Head Christian Academy. Got to see two more dominating wins for Kenny Conroy's Eagles as they rolled over both Buford Academy and then Colleton Prep. And of course, we all know how amazing D.R. Shelton is, put up 22 to lead all scorers in the Buford Academy game. But how about her defense shutting down Michaela Washington? That is not easy to do. She is an electric scorer, and Dior and that Eagle defense didn't let her score one basket in the entire first quarter. I mean, that's a tremendous defensive work, not just by Dior, but that entire team holding such a star like Michaela off the board. And Dior had a filthy block on Washington that game. I mean, the Eagles, the Hilton Head Christian Academy Eagles, excelling on both ends. How about that young guard team of Devin Yard and Molly Smith? I mean, they've just grown so much over the season. Terrific hands on defense. That's where it all starts. Just rocket-like speed to the basket, pinpoint passing, and, you know, that hard work leading up to this year and in practice is really starting to pay off in a big way. They've grown, made tremendous, tremendous strides from December to now in February, getting ready for the postseason. They were fantastic in both games I saw, just relentless on defense, and then they can just zoom by into the rim and score easy layups. And we saw Mary Yanker and Abby Paduzzi also playing some fantastic basketball. Mary Yanker, such a disruptor on D and really knows what it'd be to find the ball and get done on offense. And Paduzzi, just like her brother JP, such a just an amazing heart, amazing effort, just a wonderful scorer, outstanding hustle. And the great thing about this team is the depth that they have on the bench with girls like Michaela Kelka and Mackenzie Buchter, who really shined last night with Dior out of the lineup. And Kelka and Buchter making some sweet shots. Buchter sinking one at the buzzer to end the first quarter. Kelka doing an inbounds pass with a second left in the half. So tremendous job there. Kelka unfortunately suffered an injury last night. So the senior, we wish all the best for her. But man, there's just nobody around this area that can compete with Hilton Head Christian Academy girls. We thought maybe Buford Academy, but you know, the Eagles just proved that they're in a league of their own.
Yeah, we hyped up that game, and we got to give Nick some of the blame for that. He was really hyping BA against Hilton Head Christian Academy, and I think we really saw the ultimate embodiment of our "there's levels to this" philosophy with that one. We've been talking about it all year with HHCA, but they are just absolutely on a different level. I mean, even when they run out the second and third string, they're still just blowing by people. It's unbelievable what they've done there. You know, I finally got to see them in person for the first time this year in that BA game at the Island Rec, and it was something else. I mean, they're just relentless, and everybody can handle and everybody can do everything. So much fun to watch. And I think that applies also to Whale Branch. You know, I mean, they're just so multifaceted. They don't have the depth that Hilton Head Christian has, but those guys just absolutely get after it. And you're seeing the players, the depth is developing. You're seeing more and more players contributing. And we've been talking about them every week with, you know, Layla Love stepping up more and more, Aaron Rivers. But my goodness, Johnny Thompson had 22 boards against Military Magnet, just absolutely dominant against the top-ranked team at the time in the state. And, you know, every test that has come Whale Branch's way, not only have they passed it, but they've just obliterated it. It's unbelievable.
They're crushing everybody. 46-27 on the road against Military Magnet in a 1-versus-2 matchup. That's unheard of. Unbelievable. Kanye Barnwell, 19 points. Johnny Thompson with 12. Aaron Rivers stepping up. I mean, it's not just one girl. It's not just even two girls. Everybody is pitching into this squad, and they are playing just some unreal basketball. They held Military Magnet to just one field goal in the third quarter, playing some locked-in defense. Latoya Mack, once again, is just unreal, doing a tremendous job building this team. Johnny Thompson and Aaron Rivers, they are unstoppable in the paint. And then you got Layla Love, who she came on when Aaron Rivers was sidelined, and she's brought some outstanding contributions to this squad, and they are just dominant down there in the post. And then you got with a girl you can kick it out to, like a Kanye Barnwell, who could bang a three. Man, they are dangerous. And they just continue to get it done against the best competition in the state.
Yeah, I mean, Wales a thing right now, and I think the rest of 1A, other than East Clarendon, kind of knows it. They've seen enough of them up close to have made an impression sort of statewide, you know. Denmark's going to be very good in the postseason. They've got 3 or 4 kids who can play. The problem with 1A is it's just stacked for like the next 4 years.
Yeah.
I mean, it's literally guard central from cross to and Wales, one of the older, bigger schools. And that's to their decided advantage until they get to East Clarendon. They're just bigger and they're just older. And that matters. And, you know, obviously Canoe has just had about as dynamic a season as any guards had around here in a minute. So I think that's, you know, to Latoya's credit, Layla Love's definitely come on, picked up some slack. And I mean, that's a luxury. She's a athletic 6'1 kid effectively off the bench. You know, not every team in the area has that. Christian, you know, same thing. Christian, just, we were commenting, a friend of mine whose daughter plays basketball, we were actually H2 kid, was commenting just this morning about when Christian plays, at the end of the game, their kids are all dead. Like, they're all tired. They're exhausted because they go hard as all get out. They, you know, go to 94 feet and they press you the whole way. And, you know, Devin Yard, in the second game at Rec, literally just was in Michaela's pocket the whole first half. So they just play exceptionally hard. All those kids sweat a lot. And it's, you know, a tribute to the culture and the effort that they put in. Both those teams, you know, are looking really solid. Now, Christian has themselves, I don't know if we've discussed this or it's brought up, but Dior didn't play last night and is out for the foreseeable future. So she's going to be out several weeks. What I was told is that it could be the first, in a best case scenario, the first time they might have her back would be state semis.
Oof.
Yeah.
I mean, so, on the one hand, I don't think they need her before then. On the other hand, that's still a pretty scary proposition. And, you know, if that gets pushed by a day, then you're looking at state finals and that's your first game back. And that's, you know, that's not a great situation. That's not ideal. That could even the playing field.
No,
a little bit.
No. And I mean, she's fine and healthy. They've had a situation, you know, exposure situation. So they're doing the best thing, being wise by all involved. But now Christian has to persevere, you know, and find more kids to make plays, you know, and pick up the slack there. you know, Skylar Smith's injured. You can see her wince all over the court. Her poor shoulder is all messed up right now. And she needs some downtime too.
Yeah, I definitely hyped up the Buford Academy Hildenhead Christian game. Like a good homer should. and we definitely have some pieces. Michaela Washington is an incredible player. Hildenhead Christian's incredible. I mean, every week it could be, we could pick different players of the week off the same team basically every week. The thing I was most impressed with is I knew how good Devin was. I knew how good Dior was. This is the first time I've seen Molly play in like a year. Molly's legit. And they were, obviously they played different roles, Devin and Molly, but Molly coming down that left side and penetrating and scoring is really what kind of set the tone when they came to us. And then Dior kind of finished it the rest of the way, but she was very impressive. And then I saw Hildenhead Prep give us a pretty good run for our money over here at our place. And then we went on this, once in a lifetime 20-0 run to end the fourth quarter. That I don't think anybody was expecting. So, we've seen some good basketball the past few games, but I mean, Hildenhead Christian is just impressive. Even without Dior, if they're gonna be missing her for a couple weeks, I still think she'll be able to return to them, because I think they'll keep the season alive. They just have so many weapons, and I think if it's not Dior, Abby Peduzzi can hang on down there for him in the paint, and they've got the best backcourt I think around. So Hildenhead Christian's definitely been impressive.
Definitely, it hurts to miss Dior, especially in the postseason. But what I think it does that could help them long term is give those young guards a chance to really step up and be the leaders of this team without Dior in the lineup. And you got girls like a Mary Yanker, and then hopefully Michaela Kelka will get back on the court quickly. And then you got girls like Abby Peduzzi and some others on that squad who have the opportunity to step up and make some important plays in a basketball game. So I think Kenny Conroy, I'm sure he's going to adjust some things to play with this lineup without Dior, but I think it certainly is a situation that can help those young players long-term and having the opportunity in a playoff game and a big game late in the season to step up and be that number one role. And when you have those two guards cooking like a Molly Smith and Devin Yard, and we saw how well they have played on both sides of the ball, creating offense from their defense, amassing a bunch of turnovers and then scoring at the hoop. Obviously it's gonna be tougher the further you get in the playoffs, and missing Dior, that's a huge hole to fill. And so we'll have to see what Kenny Conroy does to make adjustments to the squad to help fill that void of losing Dior. But I really think with the embarrassment of riches and the talent across that lineup, I think Hildenhead Christian Academy will dig in and get the job done.
Yeah, I mean, you have to believe it. And, we talked early about, Dior's selfless leadership and getting others involved and making others better. And boy, that's going to be important now, isn't it? I mean, that's part of being a star is developing the kids around you and making them better, so that when you're on the bench with foul trouble or sideline for whatever reason, they can carry the weight without you. And I think she's done a great job of that, and that's going to serve them well going into the postseason without her. So, it's going to be interesting to watch, but I still think they're poised to make it to the state championship game. And then, of course, once you get there, anything can happen, but I don't see them getting seriously challenged before then. So we'll keep an eye on it. But let me talk a little bit about May River. I've been hyping up our guy Jermaine Bigham all year long, and as you know, the job that he's doing, getting that team whipped into shape, and man, they have really come on strong late. They're going to be the number two seed in the region tournament, and I guess this is a good spot to kind of transition into that. They're in position, if they take care of business, to get into the playoffs, which I don't think is something we would have expected from this team going into the year, just with how much they lost and how unknown it was beyond, Jordan Bigham and Morgan Scott. Who's going to handle the ball? Who's going to guard the perimeter? Well, heck, they held Layla Warren to 7 points last night. So they can guard the perimeter. Ari Bevan did a great job on her until she went out with an injury. And then Lucy Raish and Macy Dow, names that we don't really mention that often, did a fantastic job defending her in the second half. And Man, what a phenomenal showing by them to lock down Layla after she put up 32 on Hilton Head the other night to get a huge win and give them a shot at the number two seed. May River comes in, shuts her down, holds her to seven, and just a phenomenal performance by that team who, you know, I don't think we're talking about them as a state championship contender by any stretch of the imagination, but making the playoffs this year was a huge step. And you know, the way they play, so dirty and defensive, you know, that's the kind of team that can really stun somebody in the playoffs if they can just beat you 38-34 like they did last night, and like they've done to a lot of people. So I think they're going to be interesting going into that region tournament. Bluffton, obviously the number one seed, undefeated in the region, but you know, I think the Sharks have closed the gap on them as the season's gone on, and we'll be able to, you know, maybe give them a fight. And if it gets to that point, they're both in the playoffs and they're playing for home court throughout. So that would be a heck of a lot of fun. And then we got a couple other nice matchups. The Sharks open up with Lucy Beckham. Yep. Lucy Beckham. And then you've got, Colleton is going to Beaufort, right? I'm trying to keep the boys and girls.
Yeah.
Colleton at Beaufort, Bluffton with the bye, and then Hilton Head, James Island, a rematch of last night, which Linda Young hit the game winner with 4 seconds left to get the W there against James Island. So a rematch there right on the heels. Winner will get Bluffton. And then on the other side, you've got, you know, a potential Beaufort-May River matchup rematch coming in the semis. So this region tourney is going to be a whole lot of fun, boys.
Yes, it is. It's going to be a tremendous tournament, and I do still think it's wide open. I could see at least three, maybe four teams who have a shot at this. And I do think Bluffton's the favorite, but certainly it's not guaranteed because May River, as you have talked about, they are scrappy. They play tremendous defense, and they can hang with Bluffton and any team in the region. And by the way, they're Bluffton's slimmest win of the season, I believe, was against Hilton Head by 2 points. It was back in December, but, you know, the Seahawks, they play the squad so tough. It's a big-time rivalry, the Hawks and the Bobcats. So if these two teams meet up in the semis, provided the Hilton Head Seahawks get past James Island, the rematch, which is going to be a great game in itself after Linda Young nailed the buzzer beater. So a rematch right away. I'm sure James Island is going to be hungry to get revenge back on the Seahawks. And we'll see if James Island gets them back when it really matters, or Hilton Head gets it done and beats them again at home. But you know, Linda Young's such a clutch shooter, tremendous rebounder. We saw that game-winning shot she made to knock down the Trojans. And, you know, if Janiyah Farabee, Caroline O'Brien, Hope Dolbelair, and some others can make some big plays, you know, Hilton Head, I think, can pull off some upsets. But I think Bluffton's the inside track, especially with the emergence of Katie Rodney, supports Akoya Hayward, Cassandra Gray playing some terrific ball, along with Samari Mitchell, the Washington girls, who do some great work on defense and finishing close to the basket. It's certainly not just Akoya Hayward. That entire team is dialed in now. And I think May River and Beaufort, a potential matchup in the semifinals, I think that would be really fun. I don't think they'll have much trouble advancing. I don't see Beckham or Colton County knocking either of them off. And you know, that would be a tremendous game. You know, Layla Warren, in a do-or-die Beaufort career on the line, looking to get back at May River after that defensive performance they put on her. So she's going to pour every ounce of energy into that game. And if Quinn Wilson, Kaiza Moultrie can step up and provide that support, it could be enough. But, you know, Jermaine Bigham has done such a tremendous job putting together this team. You know, Morgan Kinlaw-Scott, she's been fantastic. Jordan Bigham, that defensive stopper, that rock on both sides. Then you got Ari Bevins, McKenna Swinton emerging, plus senior Charlotte Van de Heuvel, who's going to give it her all out there.
She's been really good lately, too. She's probably one of the most improved players on that team, I think.
Yeah, I've yet to see May River this year, but especially having that girl who's come on strong and has been on and providing some great minutes, that's going to be a fantastic asset in tournament time. So I think May River, they're a major threat to knock out Beaufort and potentially Bluffton. And you know what I said about beating a team for a third time? It's so hard to do, and going to be an awesome week of basketball. You know, in the end, I could see three, maybe four teams with a legit shot to win this tournament. So the girls' squads, you know, they play each other so close all season, and in a single elimination situation like this, we know anything this game once the ball's tipped.
Yeah, and I think we've probably slept on is maybe not the right word, but not talked about Bluffton enough this year about how good they are, just because they're just kind of boring. You know, I mean, their style is just so methodical, and they're so defensive minded that they're not super exciting to watch, but they are incredibly talented. And like you said, more and more kids stepping up all the time, getting more involved. Koya throws in 12 in the first quarter last night just to show you she can do it, and then doesn't score the rest of the game. She starts dishing and you know, getting it to Katie and Kaylee. And, you know, Samari didn't even really do anything last night. So, you know, they've got a lot of weapons. They've got a lot of talent. I still think they can get out and run more, and we may see that a little bit more in the playoffs when they need to. But, Rob, you know them very well with you know, all your connections to the Bulls and everything else. So, what do you think about this team going to the playoffs? Is this a team we should be talking about on, you know, kind of a Hilton Head Christian Whale Branch level as a state championship contender, or are they just a step below that?
Yeah. I mean, Justin, I think what you just described with, you know, Bluffton having some weapons, being talented, being methodical, being defensive minded. I mean, that's how you describe a championship caliber team. Yeah. And, you know, they may not be at that level yet, you know, as good as, you know, a Whale Branch or a Hilton Head Christian right now. But, you know, you have Koya, you have a defensive-minded team, and sometimes the boring teams are the ones that kind of grind it out and get some of these playoff wins. You know, as exciting as the playoffs are, some of these games are boring. Some of them are low-scoring. You know, they're not fun for the fans. They're great for, you know, basketball-minded people and you know, to the trained eye. So, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if Bluffton made a run. And I definitely would say that we haven't given them as much shine as we maybe could have this year, but, you know, with Whale Branch and Hilton Head Christian, you know, we've got a lot of really good girls basketball happening right now. I would say they're not too far off from that, but they definitely are kind of like a second tier, as far as that's concerned. But I wouldn't be surprised if Bluffton made a little bit of a run in the playoffs.
Yeah, they've also had a weird schedule. They've had a lot of stops and starts and games postponed and canceled, where it seems like every week they play one game or no games almost. So I think that's been part of it, is they just, there hasn't been a lot to talk about in any given week, but they just methodically keep getting it done, keep getting dubs. You know, the only losses are out of region to really strong teams, East Clarendon being one of them. So they've played, you know, a pretty good schedule early on. They lost to East Clarendon and they lost to First Baptist by one. So those are both really quality teams, and we haven't seen anyone else beat them. So I think they're definitely going to be a factor in the postseason.
Bluffton's the real deal. I mean, in terms of size and depth, you know, guard play is going to carry, you know, with Katie and Koya playing so well together right now. You know, they have that grinder mentality that speaks well to postseasons. I think they probably deserve more shine this season. Like Justin, you said, they had a very odd schedule. And honestly, the two games that were probably earmarked as the biggest games on the schedule in terms of the talent they were facing, they actually lost. So, that definitely puts them like in a category slightly below the Christians and the Whales locally, but they have all the talent in the world. They're just in a different region that's going to have heavier athletes, you know, come postseason. So they don't get the benefit of running two or three rounds before running into people.
Yeah, especially this year.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that's a difference maker for how far they can go, right? It's not like they're, I mean, like we're talking Christian can go to the finals of 2A missing Dior.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely a different dynamic.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're talking about very different things here. So yeah, they need to be, you know, hitting on all cylinders. And, you know, like I said, the postseason's for guard play. And when you got, you know, Katie, who's shooting efficiently right now and moving well without the ball, and you've got Koya being as unselfish as she is, but also, as you mentioned, can take over if need be. That's a dynamic you need in the postseason. You need to be able to turn to someone, and if the person you turn to is your primary ball handler and has the ball 80% of the time, well, you're probably in better shape than most.
Absolutely, no question. Can't deny the ball to the point guard. That's hard to do.
That's it.
Yeah, I think Bluffton's got a great chance of winning this tournament. We talked about May River, but any other sleepers that stand out, a Buford or a Hilton Head that can maybe make some noise in the James Island? I think Orange still has a lot to prove. And for Hilton Head, we got Linda Young, who's playing some lights out basketball. Any of those two teams have any shot of making it deep in the tournament?
I think it's uphill for Hilton Head, but I definitely think Buford's a factor, because if Layla gets hot, I mean, any given night, she can carry you.
She can carry you for a round or two for sure. She just needs to get some help. It'd be great if, Genesis can get cleared and get back on the court for them. That would help them in terms of their big rotation and their physicality for sure. But, you know, again, it's the postseason guards. Layla's is dynamic because they come. So there's a shot she'll, lay a 40 spot on someone this weekend.
Yeah, no question. She's definitely going to have an axe to grind next time out for sure. Look out, Carlton County, because Layla's coming. The looking at the Bluffton path through the playoffs, we really can't glean a whole lot yet, because the Myrtle Beach region has played so few games. They're putting it all on the region tournament, basically. But it looks like probably a North Myrtle or Myrtle in the second round, which is, never a cakewalk. So it could be a tough road for the Bobcats. I would expect them to get through the first round for sure, but then I think it will get to be a grind real quick, and certainly they'll be poised to be able to win those games, but it will not be easy by any means. All right, guys. Well, let's wrap that up. Let's hear a word from our sponsors, and then we'll be right back to pick our players of the week and bring this thing in for a landing on the Loco Hoops Report. Hey, Loco sports fans. If you've ever found a spider or a palmetto bug in your home, or worse yet, if your wife or kids did, you know it's not a fun time. You don't have to worry about that when you trust Bluffton Pest Management to keep the bugs out. The owner, Keith, has been my go-to bug guy for years, and his expertise and customer service are unmatched. Check him out at BlufftonPest.com and request a free inspection. Go bug free in 2021 and go loco with Bluffton Pest Management. When you need a home inspection, you want someone you can trust, someone who feels like a friend. That's why you need to call on Homegrown Home Inspections for a quality, detailed inspection and the kind of customer service you will only get from a small, locally owned family business. Call 843-949-8802 or visit homegrowninspectionsc.com to book your appointment today. Go Loco! Lowcountry Greenery has been serving Hilton Head for 37 years, offering full-service lawn care, landscaping, hardscaping, irrigation, and lighting, along with the island's number one horticulture plan. Call 843-290-0310 and use code LOCOGREEN to get half off the first 3 months on a weekly lawn care plan or $350 in new plants for your landscape. Go Loco! All right, fellas, thanks so much to our sponsors, and especially to you, Rob, and H2 Basketball for being the presenting sponsor and making this podcast happen all season long. It's been a ton of fun talking to you guys about local hoops. I hope people are enjoying it. And one of the most fun things we get to do is our little Player of the Week draft. We got, once again, an embarrassment of riches. It seems like I get to say it every week. We've got so many great contenders for the Player of the Week. And Wes, you always get the first crack, buddy. So who's the number one pick this week?
Once again, it is not easy to pick at number one, and some tremendous candidates this week once again. And for my player of the week, and I said this in the boys' show, it's who you do it against is very important when deciding who gets the nod. And there was no bigger competition than 1A, the Military Magnet, and Johnny Thompson in a 1v2 matchup, hauls in 22 rebounds. Unfreaking real. Just an otherworldly performance, just controlled the glass all night long against the best team in 1A. What a weapon she was out there. I mean, that team combined with that electric guard play of Kainu, the post dominance of Aaron along with Shani Thompson, just ran through everybody. And we've talked a lot about how good Kainu is recently, but Johnny, she's been a force for a while, and she was my preseason player of the year. And I still think she has a shot to get there, at least compete for that honor. Because she has been a monster. That rebounding ability, a monstrous factor in why they won that game, averaging 12 points, 4 rebounds, 3.7 steals, 3 assists, and nearly 2 blocks this past week. So, dude, it all ends against the toughest possible competition. So, there are certainly some other candidates that I thought of picking, and you could go with one other girl I'm thinking of, or maybe some more, but I don't see how you don't give the honors this week to Johnny Thompson. Unbelievable performance against the top 118.
Yeah, I mean, you could have picked any one of three kids off of that Whale Branch team, I think, and nobody would have argued with you. I mean, Aaron Rivers had a double-double with 17 boards, too, and Kanu obviously was ridiculous. So
yes.
They're just awesome. They're so awesome. Yeah, we could have loaded up the players of the week with a bunch of them, and we may hear another one yet. I gave Rob the second crack on the boys pod, so we'll let Nick go second this time. Who you got, buddy?
I'm actually going to steal Rob's vote, I think. I'm going to go Kainu Barnwell over Will Branch, another player off that team. But she's been incredible all season, and like Wes said, it's not just what you do, it's who you do it against. So I'm going to have to go with Kainu. I think she kind of makes that team go. You know, Molly Smith, you know, with Hilden at Christian, obviously had a pretty good week too, and I was impressed with her. But I think you got to go with Kainu.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, nobody's going to argue with you if you keep picking Whale Branch players this week, no question. Let's see if Rob makes it three in a row. Who you got, man?
I am going with Molly Smith, actually.
All right, solid.
Yeah, Molly is – I've really, really been impressed with how her games come back around and her consistency night in and night out as the season's gone along. She's now – gotten her scoring where, I mean, I don't even think she scored in the first month of the season hardly, and now she's, you know, consistently in that 8-12 range. But beyond that, she might be the best, and Skylar's good too, but locally maybe the best interior post passer around. Molly finds Dior in a lot of spots on the floor. She's been very good, and she'll be a huge cog moving forward, not just, you know, the end of this year, but in years to come. But really, she's doing a lot of good things. I mean, feeding the post is just, you don't see it very often. And they have a dominant post kid who's really more like a wing at the next level. But right now, you know, feed her where she can eat, which is just, you know, easily. Yeah. You just saw her within 5 feet of the basket. She's just killing kids. But you got to have kids who can get her the ball there. And I think the lefty entry, you know, and she's cagey with the angles. She throws it and stuff, and her jump shots come back around. So Molly had a nice week.
I saw her in that game against BA. It was the first time I'd seen her since the state championship game when she was coming back from the health issues and was starting to be a factor, but was definitely not herself, not 100%. And she got a little overwhelmed in that game when she had to come in and handle. But man, when I saw her again against BA, it was a different kid. She's electric. She can take people. She can finish. She hit a floater that was just disgusting. And then she can pop out and shoot it from outside too. So I was very, very impressed with her. I thought she had made huge strides. And then obviously Devin is something else too. So that backcourt is going to be sick for a long, long time with those two back there. And then, you know, they can kick it to Skylar for a big shot too when they need it. So even post-Dior, the post-Dior era is going to look really good at Hilton Head Christian with those guards coming up.
Kind of a nice trial run to kind of see what happens after Dior leaves Hilton Head Christian Academy, because you want to see those two guards step up and become the leading roles for the years to come. So it's a great opportunity for Molly Smith, Devin Yard, and some of those others to go into that starting role kind of early. And then when Dior comes back, put it all together, hopefully in the state finals.
Yeah, no question. It's going to be fun to watch them develop over the years. I am going to go to back to the May River well. I know I had a lot to say about May River, but they were in a tough spot this week coming out of quarantine. You know, hadn't played since January 29th, got back on the court on Monday and Wednesday with two games that they needed to win to get that number two seed and get home court in a semifinal matchup with Buford. And they came through big time. Morgan Scott has been the player who has really stepped up at the offensive end for them. Against Lucy Beckham, she had 15 points, 8 boards, 3 assists, and 2 steals, which is a really solid effort. And then last night against Buford, she was fantastic again, scored 16 points, really got them going in the second quarter after they got off to a sluggish start at the offensive end, and then just kept rolling. And she is obviously only a freshman. We've talked about her a good bit. But to see a freshman, you know, we see a lot of freshman guards who are dominating, but to see a freshman post who is playing the way she is, I mean, that's an exciting thing, because the kid will keep growing and working on those post moves. And that's a little bit different dynamic when you're talking about a post player. So I'm really excited to see Morgan Scott continue to develop. She has become the go-to player. Like you said, Rob, it's feed them where they eat and where they can eat, and she can eat in the paint, and she's been eating. So they're doing a great job with the guards getting the ball inside to her, and she can also clean up on the glass. So I'm excited about her, not only in this region tournament, but going forward.
she's a, you know, a force of nature on the block. She literally just clears space, clears area, and just as physical as you could ever want. She's had, you know, a very good year, and honestly has stepped into the limelight, you know, despite being an underclassman.
Yeah. And in a spot where there are seniors alongside her in the post, and
correct. Yeah.
Some credit goes to Jordan Bigham too, for recognizing that, you know, her role has changed a little bit, and she's not necessarily the post scorer. If they're going to collapse on her, she can dish it weak side to Morgan, and they've worked really well together. And I think Morgan's been the beneficiary of it as far as the stats go. But Jordan has definitely been a big part of those two working together and being really a nice post duo and complementing each other well. So once again, I'm excited about May River going to the region tournament. That game against Buford should be a lot of fun. And then once you get to that championship game, whoever you got going against the Bobcats most likely will be a lot of fun as they try to get that number one seed throughout the playoffs. So going to be a great week, guys. A great couple of weeks as we get into this region tournament, and then finish up the Skeezer season as well and get into their postseason. So that's going to do it for this episode of the Loco Hoops Report. Hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, please subscribe wherever you get your podcast. You'll get a notification every time we drop a new episode. Thanks for being a part of this one. And until next time, go Loco.